For this week's Movie Minute's KUNR entertainment reviewer, Robin Hollibird, looks at the latest flick from a famous filmmaker known for his distinctive style.
Though director Wes Anderson and pretty much everyone involved in his movies find their own unusual paths to follow on their own, they end up in the same place while working together. For The French Dispatch, that puts the diverse bunch into a world where no one cares about tradition. But ironically, the project celebrates tradition, that of the old-school literary magazine, the kind that boasted phenomenal writers and novelistic short stories. Anderson returns his frequent writing team of Roman Coppola, Jason Schwartzman, and Hugo Guinness to create a cinematic magazine, one that lays out its designs and dispenses what it promises, an obituary, a travelogue, and three short tales. Sticking to the whimsical style of his other works like The Grand Budapest Hotel and Moonrise Kingdom, Anderson takes a playful and often nonsensical approach that fights mainstream rules about plot and character development. We fans expect the unexpected from Anderson, and he delivers The French Dispatch with a mix of intellectual wit and an occasional pratfall. He sets his story in the French-sounding town of Ennui-sur-Blasé, a sanctuary for talented expats too disorganized to fit into the mold required by regular jobs. They produce bizarre stories where animated drawings sometimes step in to show action. Calling the project, quote, a love letter, the filmmakers never aim for huge dramatic highs or deep meanings. They just want to have fun, joined by an amazing cast that feels the same way. This includes Anderson regulars like Bill Murray, Frances McDormand, Adrian Brody, Tilda Swinton, Owen Wilson, Edward Norton, Saoirse Ronan, and as narrator, Angelica Houston. Anyone needing more can find Léa Seydoux coming off much more effectively than she did as a hyper-Bond girl in No Time to Die. Then there's Timothy Chalamet, who displays a broader range of emotion than allowed for in his starring role with Dune. Director Anderson's knack with actors assembles a bouquet of talent, infusing his imaginative world with pleasurable energy. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.
Robin Hollibird is KUNR's entertainment reviewer, author, and former film commissioner for the Nevada Film Office. You can hear all of her reviews at KUNR.org.